big dispute with the Shittas Rambam. The Ran and the Ramban made a distinction between Sakonas Eiver and no Sakonas Eiver. And the precise tales we spoke about. The Ram makes no such distinction. By definition, he's going to be stuck with some of the problems. These Rishon didn't make it up out of the clear blue sky. They had it from the sources, right? Some sources seem to say that you're allowed to do the Rabbonans. Other sources say you can't do the Rabbonans. We're talking about through Yisrael, not through Nochri. But the way out of the problem was to say, it made a lot of sense, Rabban, the Ram, but they all said it. Sakonas Eiver, you can do all the Rabbonans. No Sakonas Eiver, you may not. But the Rambam makes no such distinction. So it's fascinating how we pulled in two opposite directions. As we already saw, like we should open our Mishnah Brewers, that's the fastest way to see it. Because the, and we'll see the Rambam in a second, but it's just, a brief summary. It's a big fight. What did the Rambam mean? The Rambam did that, if he didn't make this distinction, he has to either be more Machmir or be more Mekel. So the Torah assumed that he's more Mekel. That's the very first day in the Shulchan Aruch. Shin Chof Ches Sif Yud Zayin. The first opinion says, L'chal of Yisrael B'Yisrael 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 Yesh Matirim I feel Ema Sakon HaSev Ches Paragola Turum Yidim Haramba. Let's skip to Chof, the last opinion. V'Yesh Omrim I feel the Yesh Bo Sakon HaSev Eino S'ntov Ashub Nismach L'Mlocha D'Raisa. If Eino Nismach L'Raisa Eino, who said this? Chof Shom B'Shem Haramba. That's of Yosef Kar himself. But you got to admit the honesty of the man that even though his chat Rambam is maybe the right chat, he won't pass it that way. Divri Asura Shlish is near him. He passes that with the third view, not the fourth view, which is his own view within Shitas Ha Rambam. Let's now see in the Rambam himself and see who's right. Who's right? Is there what's the basis for all these things? There must be a basis for something. So on both sides is a Rambam. He says over here, Perik Beis and Shaps. That's what it says on the side. Look at Perik Beis the Shabbos. Let's take a look at Rambam. Perik Beis the Shabbos and see what we come up with. Perik Beis the Shabbos. Thank you very much for the little Shabbos from Shabbos, which is going to be our main theme for today. But let's first go to Rambam. How do we get from Perik Test to Perik Beis? Is there a fast way to do this? Go to links. Just keep going back me. Yeah. Can you help me here?
The plus and minus is all the way at the bottom, so
you just
have to scroll down.
Let's keep minusing.
It might be faster if you're on the side.
It's not very fast at all.
No.
Not how I'm doing. So I go back where I came from. All yeah. Right. Back to the round where we came from. Okay. Let's go. Perig Bates. What's in Perik Beis? Chol Hashem Bo Sakona. Look at this now. Halacha Yud. Oslo called Tzorach Avayday Goy. Keitza. Omim L'Goy Lassas Lov U Osa L'Vashalo L'Lefos U'Lohavi Refua. What does the Refua mean? Pashto means of medicine. This goes back to yesterday's issue. Rambam says about the medicine because he's going to bring the medicine. I'm if he brings the medicine, he eats it. It doesn't help me. I'm eating it. Right? Here's the key. V'chein kochel einov min agoy b'shabbos av al pishen Hashem sakonim. Wait a minute. What do you mean, kochel einov min agoy b'shabbos? Why can't I do it myself? Why can't I do it myself? Rambam Paskins, Kochel is the Rabbanah. We learned the Sugis, we learned the Soveya, Kosen. It's all the Rabbanah according to the Rambam. What's going on, Rabosai? This sounds, Rabosai, it's a Chumrah, right? A Chumrah. This is the Beis Yosef. What's all this stuff here? What does this mean? What's the Zion?
Habas Panonius?
Ah, no. I get a lot of links. But Kesav Mishnah, he should say it too. Here we go. Halacha Yud. Rambam. Yirah medivrei Hatur, sherabbeinu poshat sfeika shel harosh lekula, shehita lasai deyisrael tzrachim shein ben melacha, af al pi shekol refuah asur mishum shvus. That's what the Torah said. The Rosh was mesupik. You do what the Rabbanon. But the Rambam says, Chol Hashem Mosakana, so called Tzurocha Vayadei Nachri. V'yamayi Tzrich, Tzrichim, the Devarim, Shem HaMelocha, Osn, Osn, Afil, Adei Yisrael. The Fichach Malim, Osnayim, Umalim, and Kankali, B'Shabbos, Chay Kol Kayotzei B'Zeh. This is a citation of the Rambam. Look again. We're going to look in the Rambam. First, you see, he quotes the Rambam. First one is Chol Hashem. Next one is Kayotzei B'Zeh. Everyone seeing it? You see it? Everyone see it? Let's go back to the Rambam. I could have put the tail. Okay. Aloha. Same quote, right? Chol Hashem Basakon Oslo Kol Tzorach Vedei Goy Ketzad Omlo Le Goy Hu Oslo Levash Levas Lovi Refu Mershus Lushus Yosef. Right? I'm skipping a little bit. What did the Torah conveniently omit? He omitted this line. A split screen, which calls out there. This is the Rambam in its original. Look at it again. Let me just read it. That's how to memorize. If you have it in the back of your. Holds for hard to get out of there. Remember the sentence right after the Chayotze Be'elu. The Chen Kochel Enoch. When I go to Shabbat, I'm going to go to Shabbat. Then it's a Mayot Shrich and Dravah. I'm going to go to Yisrael. Okay. So this line, taken on its own, sounds like the Torah is right. The Rambam is matter to do Yisrael to the Rabbanans for Chol Hashem and Sakana. But he conveniently omitted this line. The Chen Kochel Enoch and a Goy. Why? Why can the Jew do the kochalena? That the Torah is not good. Let's go back to where we came from. Okay, so Mishnah. Excuse me. Hello. This is the guest Mishnah. I'm sorry. Let me see what happened. Watch. So he quotes the Torah. The Torah is Avol Rambam Kasa. Chol Hashem Bosakana. Also called Tzorach, why they Nachri? Tzrich and the Dram Shem Nachri. He left out that sentence. But Kochalayim, to Rabbi Yosef Karo, takes him to task. Hey, Chimo to the May, Mother Rabbein, and Shor Shus and Azay Yisrael. Shim Kain came. Hey, Chosa, Shekochal Eina Ben Anachri B'Shabbos. Umayir Ben Anachri, Efil Ben Yisrael, Abel Ele Mishrei. Came in the Kochal and Mitzel Medra Bonham. So Perk HaMatzniya. What a very big kasha. So based on this kasha, the Hilei of Maran Bet Yosef says within the Rambam, no, Rambam is machmir, even Sakana Sefer, can't do any of the Rabbonans. But not all the Rabbonans are created equal. What can you do? Yeah, what? Malim Oznayim u'malim Ankeli, these are not malachas. It's not a malacha d'arayis, it's not a malacha d'rabbonin. It's some kind of a self-standing piece of the rabbonin. But a real d'rabbonin, you may not do. Not a real din d'rabbonin, not even a really bizarre d'rabbonin. That's what he says. He says, he doesn't like this. Pichach nirali. The bichlal chola she'ein bo sakona bein chol shekolo kol aguf bein she'ein kolo bein eino kolel bein she'ein bo sakona seve bein she'ein bo sakol gamna lo itiru shvus anasai de Yisrael. Not allowed. Miu. Hani mili b'shvus she'yesh bo ikar melacha she'u nismach lo kagom kochel she'u osnei she'u kakosev olasa shim refuah b'sam. You know what's going on? He said he came into a refuah business with a sam. Dikal the mesa b'shem shchikas samamonim. It's going to be a problem with Shri in a minute. Havo shvush she'ein lo wikim alocha shunismach alea muta fiyo de yistrom. If he tiyu la halos oznayim v'yankli l'achzer ha-shever You know why? The key line. It's important. If it could be done with Salamanim, we saw it yesterday, it's always even Shalom with Salamanim. But if it's never done with Salamanim, then it's Mutter. That's the Kosov God. When it's Rich and the Dvorim, Shane Ben Melacha, Osnos de Israel, yeah. And the Perek Chafalaf, he writes, Umutter Lichbos Kosal Ataba Beshabbos, Lalas Osnayim, Be Yabbe Mekli, Lalas Unkli, Shekolele, Yosubab, Ein Osnos de Salamanim, Melach Shushchika, Vyesh Otsameh, yeah. Yeah. Ad kan the test of Mishnah. There's one problem. He's assering to what? To not only to do a malacha de Rabbanan, but also he says, Lasel Shum Rafur Bisam. What do you mean Lasel? Could you translate the word Lasel Shum Rafur Bisam? What does he mean by that? Translate the word Lasos. Rabbo say, translate. Shrika itself? That's a derisa. What is he asking according to the Rambam? Lasos, look at the word. Lasos shum refuah b'sam. What does it mean? Just translate the words. Lasos shum refuah b'sam. I can translate the word lasos in two different ways. Take it or make it. Very good. It rhymes. What does he mean? Take it or make it? But Rambam just said, what does he mean? Take it or make it? How do you translate? Yeah? Take it. That's what I would have said. But there's a problem. What's the problem? Back to the Rambam. Rambam writes, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud. What's permissible? You can ask a guy to do anything. What? Lahavi refuah mershus tushus. What's he going to bring? Advil, okay? There's a big medicine from this through the street. What am I going to do with it? Put it out the window? When am I going to take it? So I'm saying, you're allowed to take it.
Can you say that it's just talking about the ingredient to make the refuah?
What's that mean?
Saying he's not saying refuah explicitly, he's saying that the ingredients with which you can make the refuah.
That's even more common. You make it on Shabbos. That's more common. The posh of Shan Ramam is, he's going to bring your medicine from one street to the other, and he's going to do what Yisrael saw, with the rice even, which is mutter the same way he's allowed to cook, he's allowed to bake. So how can you say that the word lasos there means to take? How do you want me to make? But I'm just laying it out, it's a bit of a problem.
Make a treatment.
I'm sorry?
To make a treatment.
To make it, yeah. You can make something, because that's the issue of the Rabbanon. But to take it, I think it's matter over here. It sounds like it's over here. I, it's examined from Shrikas HaMamonim. So Meshach the Shlita said that they were only after Melachas the Rabbanon, and not Xeris the Rabbanon. Truth to be told, it doesn't sound that way from the Kesef Mishnah. I'll see it again, I have to be honest. As the Mishnah says later on, he says, what's Asur? If it's the Kochel, Olas Oshum Rafur, Besav, the Gilmere Semeshim Shrika Samamanim. Even though he's going to just mix a couple of ingredients, not going to crush anything. But it's Asur Mishum Shrika Samamanim. But then, to be honest, they allow these things. Because you don't make it with some money. Get an impression that if you made it with some money, it would be prohibited. Even though it was made from before Shabbos. Then the question becomes, what do you do with the Rambam? Because he's taking the refuah off the street. What are you doing? Look at people in the window. I'm stuck over here. I can see there's a major problem. Because as much as I want to push the Kesef Mishnah my way, I'm running into some resistance. Everyone follow me so far? So there's a problem. So aside from the fact that the Torah argues in the Kesef Mishnah completely, but the Kesef Mishnah itself, assuming he's machmir, not only may not make it, you may not take it, is the simple read. It's the only mimata things which you don't have no, never used to have a mother for. The way the Rambam allows you to carry it from here to there, a refuah. Unless he means a food, which is a refuah. Doesn't sound that way. Maybe you have to be dochek. Like the Rambam says you can cook food, you can bake food, and you can carry food. I use the word refuah. Yeah, I mean it's chicken. Chicken soup. Jewish penicillin. Oh, that's what he means. Maybe. You hear my problem over here. Because otherwise there's an issue in Rambam. So the Ketz Mishnah is mashma l'chumra on this question. Even medicines is a problem. V'chol l'shem v'sakana. But on the other hand, Maran Bet Yosef, again, this is if you're a Rambam. He doesn't hold like the Rambam. He holds like the Ramban. So when he can sip off and he's supposed to be mad at medicines, it's not like the Rambam. Maybe according to the Ketz Mishnah, the Rambam would prohibit taking medicines. He said you can bring a refuah, it means chicken soup. Right? That's what it sounds like from the fact he's only being matter here. Things that you never use have a mother for. Aznayim, unkuli, what other things mean? Shever. Just take it, take out. And your refuah means chicken soup. I'm just being honest with you. I like to be maker of the shayla, but I have to be honest. Again, this is all according to the Rambam, and if Yosef Kar himself didn't pass like the Rambam. Keep that in mind. Now, we were in the Rambam, in the Ketz Mishnah. Let's go back to Rambam. And now it goes to another link here. Let's try this one. Magad Mishnah. Magad Mishnah. Okay. Rabbi also had the Magad Mishnah quotes the Rambam. Watch. Ramban says lo itiru kol shvus becholei shein bo sakana el adav ke shvus sheyesh bo shinui v'nasek l'achayat avos shvus ha'nasa de Yisrael v'nasek edargo lo itiru we derive from that kuf lam adalim ein torfin yayin v'shem l'chol v'shabes Rabbi Shimon has an omer v'shem Rabbi Meir torfin huzal the Ramban paskin katana kama Avoli says, "In Yeshbo Sakonas, Bitul also Eves and Ishbar Mutter Ad Kan Devorav." This is the Magad Mishnah saying the Rambam. The keyword here, Avoli says, is Bitul, 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 Bitul. Now, the Rashba says something very similar. The Rashba passes this way. That's a Shvok, that's a Ramban. He talks about the case of that the Ran quoted from Avodah Zarah about the eyes. And the Rashba's Lashon is Sakonas Ivarom. What does the Ivarom mean, Rahman al Islam? What does Ivarom mean?
Blindness.
Blindness. So now there's a question which I will show you in the Sefer. Hilchas Shabbos v'Shabbos. We talked about this question. Let's go to here. He's our main man for today. Watch. He says, if you, what's the lashon again over here? Sakana echad me'evarav. The hainu shenifkam echad me'evaron ba'ofen shelo yoshev le'matzavo ha'kodem lo yaskim refrosim b'shabbos chashash tzli'o. What does tzli'o mean? Hu tzolei ha'yerecha. It's a pasuk chumash. What's tzli'o mean? No? Limp. Limp. Then you can do it rabbanon even without a shinoi. Okay, watch this now. Quote Tosa Shulchan Bari Shulchan. I brought the original here today. It's the bottom table of this pile. The b'chol makom she'amru sakonas ever lav dafka sakonas bitul ever elafilu ha'sakonu she'ever yishor cholosh chayamav V'lo yeroar l'mlachto. The rock could go and she yet solei yerecho, or she yado to skofev koroi, or is that b'chal sakona seva. Doesn't mean you can't walk anymore, you limp. Doesn't mean you can't use your hand anymore, you just can't bend it back and forth. Everyone agrees, everyone quotes us. Umad apshitalei, eno boror. Ramban says, Shomer machzir es hashever, meishu sakona also ever, shenishbar, v'zeo ayin shemorda, kozeh b'chal sakona ivaronu. And the Magad Mishnah says what? Bittul also Eiver. That's Takon on the Bittul. Bittul. Ivoran, you can't see at all. Lo Chul Shal Sariya. If you're not going to be Mechal Shabbos, his eyesight will go down from 2020 to 2030. Oy, oy, oy. That, who's 2020 in this room?
With glasses?
With glasses. So it goes, that's not enough. Nebuch, you can't see at all. That's bitl ever abosai. Close to Rashba. Secholah sheish b'sakonas even also darker. Ayin shemurda b'tei sakonas ivon. Achmono litzlan. And the Rashba the tshuva. I think it's reish ayin beis. I think it's a typo. And the rush. Dirav eni rucha. Chisar and ever. So it sounds like he's going to be the biggest machma in the world. But he turns around Rav Karp, and he helps us out. We'll become a gamdirin. It's a konas tzlia, limping, kamoa kibitel ever. The mevatlo mehalicha, rabosai. If you can't walk, you have to limp, Nebuch. That means you're not really walking properly. It's called bitel ever. Even though you can walk a little bit on the limp. So, chshash l'yucha l'hazis hayad. Can't move your hand. Zeguva bitel. Abachul shul chash v'yalma. Not. Certainly yofi chitzoni, not. Adka. So it's important that you speak, get the parameters straight.
How much?
Yeah, sir.
How much of a sakana needs there be?
Percentage-wise?
I don't know. That's the question.
Percentage-wise, you mean? So we already mentioned that we thought, I mentioned on Thursday already, that we thought that the Beferish Magad Mishnah, that 1 in 1,000 is Pikuach Nefesh. We said, you'll let this. If you can make a shina, yeah. Now, I got a call from an OBGYN yesterday. This person has a son who's a yeshiva bacha. I told OBGYN, you know, you have to be very careful when you're mechallel Shabbos, what are they machinery? So I said to the person, do me a favor. When you drive to the hospital to deliver a baby, don't use any shinui. And when you deliver the baby, don't use any shinui. You kidding me? Yeah. You have to turn on the light. And you do it with your elbow, yeah, okay, that's okay. That should be that machine. And as far as writing, no, only a computer, no problem. So this OBGYN came away much more relieved. I mean, the son caught enough in a Magad Mishnah. And it was repeated to me from the son, accurately. Less than 1 in 1,000 die, da-da-da-da-da-da, to a machinery. So Rabbi Yashiv said, we quoted it on Thursday from the Sefer Gold. Arze Elavon, or something like that, I have it on my desk in the library. So Yosh said, no, 1 in 1,000 is garnished. What the Magad Mishnah means, that less than 1 in 1,000 die with medical care. Without medical care, more than it's 1 in 1,000. But if it's 1 in 1,000 without medical care, forget about it. Play Russian roulette. Woo! I don't know. Yosh, that's a chumra if you ask me. You want to play Russian roulette with 1 in 1,000? Who wants to volunteer? Take a gun, 1 in 1,000, and pull the trigger. Chas v'sholem. So I don't know, that's what the Yosha said. I mean, he thinks it's off the charts. My version is, you know, if that's in fact the case, and no one cares about it on Tuesday, today's Tuesday. On Tuesday, they don't care about it on Shabbos either. But if on Tuesday you're scared about it, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos too. That's what I thought. But I have to mention for full disclosure, it's not everyone was here on Thursday to say the least. So I want to just give you the update. Okay. Machalach, machalach, machalach. But we have to give at least yeah, fine. So Rabbos, let's go on. Watch this. Watch. Look carefully. Blach Hashem etzvicha legufa, such as kibui. Look in the Makaros. Something he has something special up his sleeve. You better believe it. He has something up his sleeve. It's unbelievable up his sleeve. Ramban Mefurush. The Afkimu Yaneh Hutar Havarchola Shiesh Posakonis Eve. So Malacha Deshin Shir Deguva. And he has a new pshat, Rabbi Osai. You're not going to believe it. If it weren't the Ramban, you wouldn't believe it. If I try to say it, you'd throw me out. But the Ramban, you can't. The Ramban is the Ramban. Let's open to the Gemara that Flaman of an Alf. See the Gemara? Let's see it ourselves first before we read the Ramban Sula. We have to be honest. That Flaman of an Alf. What does it say? The Mishnah, you all know, you say it every week when I'm a Likin. Hamachabas Aner, Lechol Shiishan, Pumtum. Says the Gemara. In the Tani Sefer, Chayev, what's Chayev? Different case. Shmai Rabbi Yehudi, was Lachos Shein Esrich Lagufa would be Chayev. So Reisha B'maya Askina. I B'chol Eshiyesh B'Sakana Mutu Niboyle. What Pato? Vi B'chol Eshiyesh B'Sakana Chayev Chavetz Niboyle. Vi Olam B'chol Eshiyesh B'Sakana. Translate, please. Translate, please, please. Come on. He's in danger of what? Death. Pshita, right? Uvedin hu the list in mutter. I did the boil in Mr. Sefer. Chayav? Tananami resha potur. Out kind of simple pshat. Now watch the Rambam. Zedek oma b'chola shein bo sakona lo sakona shal misa v'lo sakona shal eivir. Uvichi agav na amina b'per b'malikin. Im b'shul ha'chola shein potur ha'valosur. Bil kinda b'cholish ein b'sakana. Rabbi Shimoni, afal gav. That's the next line of the Gemara. Afal gav the kibu b'shul cholish. Rabbi Shimoni tzichu gufa poter aleha ein b'ala yisur shal devrayim lechatchila lo itir b'shvus kedaka mishum cholish ein b'sakana. Aval cholish yesh b'sakana as eiver. Afal pish ein anisham b'tliya b'o hitiru kol shvus sheba olam. Get an impression that it says over there the Chol Hashem Sakana means Lo Sakana Shal Misa Lo Sakana Shal Eiver. But when it says in the Gemara that what? A Chol Hashem Sakana includes what? Believe it or not? Sakonas Eiver. Pile Ploy Mamish. The Pashup Shad Ramban is where he reads it that the Gemara on that Lamed Amid Aleph line 4 Lo Olam V'yeh Chol Hashem Sakana is not limited Sakonas Misa. It includes Sakana's Aver. If I read that way, you'd throw me out of here. But that the Ramban says? Sounds like that way. Sounds like that way. Ula Hedja. The Mutl B'Del Sakana's Aver. Av Shavus B'Shem Zul Gufa. And the Kibra there. Is that Shem Messiah called Shavus Shem Olam Avur Sakana's Aver Av Shem Shem Atzuba. V'Lora Isi L'Sharaposkim Sheviyu L'Dina. No one else quoted this. Shashak quotes from Shlema Zalman to be met. Why? Kevan lo nizko lahachmir. He's making up a svar. Ula amur, what do you mean it's a svar? It's a devar mefurash and beramban. Shlem Zalman apparently didn't see this Torah Sadam. He was only matir mislora. That's, I'm not going to look at the Shmir Shabbos now. You can look it up yourself. He gives you a different source. He has Perik Aleph, Sivkot, and Yud Zayin. It's in our version, it's in. Totally wrong. This is a double typo. Okay? It's Perek Lamed Gimel. How we got from Aleph to Lamed Gimel to, how we got from Lamed Gimel to Aleph is beyond me. But it's Perek Lamed Gimel and Sukkot Yud Ches. Maybe Yud Zayin in the old print. Okay? That's where it is. That's where it is. So, fine. Good. This is what the Ramban holds. Now, it's fascinating, Rabbi Osai. There's a Me'iri on the sugya in Daf Lam. Let's take a look and see if we find the Me'iri. Me'iri is findable. Where's the Me'iri? Beis Abchila Me'iri. Parashas. The Me'iri of Osai has a following. We'll see some. Let's start with Lamed. Obviously, I goofed this one. Watch. Starts the Mishnah. Ain't still the goofa, fine. Not fine what I'm looking for. I can't find it. The Meiri is quoted as asking a question about Sai. I wanted to show this question, but I'm not finding it. Maybe it's later on. There seems to be a steer between here and Mapis Mursa. I will say, open up. Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. What does it say? The last few lines in the parak. Mapis Mursa B'Shabbes Imlasis L'Peh Chayev L'Hotzim Alecha Potter. By the Potter of Mutter, it's them. Machat shel yad, little boss, a coats. So it's potter and mutter. Why is it Rashi? Why is it mutter? Why is it mutter over here? Potter says Rashi. Mutter. The ain can tickle Rabban and I will go to the shrus to Makam Sara. So Makam Sara, Bosai, is mutter. So Makam Sara is mutter. Let me read it to you because I'm particularly fond of this. I always love to quote Rabbi Shechter Shlita. We haven't quoted him enough this year. It's really a chesaron, and the year's coming to an end. We have to quote him whenever we can. Eretz HaTzvi. Oh. There's a piece on this point. We quoted a little bit yesterday. Let's quote a little bit more. Oh. It says, look at the Meiri of Chavtesim and Beis. I missed it. Mysterious. You can find it for me. I don't know. Maybe you can find it earlier. You can find it here. That's the typo. Mir Chavtesim and Beis as a steer. Because here, there it says Lechabas the Saner is even is Vecholish Ein Lo Sakana. Right? It's Chazer again. Also Lechabas Saner Vecholish Ein Lo Sakana. We just saw it. Right? Even though it's ancient Lugufa, but a Kuvzayim and Beis, we saw, Omer Aleph actually, Lahapis Mursa, because it's the little Gazru. Wait, how come we can't find this? It's close quarter for this daf. No. Oh, here it is. I found it. Afal pisha fosas murso itiru lechatchila. V'yapazu hoyle lo lomakein. Shulasoras nezik achole hu mechavein. Yeah. A steer between Af Lamed and Af Kuf Zayin. He gives three teirutim. No less than three. Oh, I missed it. I'm an expert at missing things. Teres number one. For kasavnu, she'ein ze hasoras Nezek Biyadayim. What does that mean? It's mutter to do it, but the only matter is the Xeris for Chol Hashem Sakona. Okay? But over here, Rabbi Osai, let's start, he goes, Rabbi Shem goes backwards. Ev Shalom, it's Stodom Acherim. The only matter to do with the Rabbanan V'chol Hashem for Eitzir L'gufa. V'chol Hashem B'sakana. There's no alternative. Here is an alternative. That's one Teretz. Another Teretz, Rabbosai. Watch this. The old. It's Chazer again. She'en ha-nezek mevura kol kach she'yavo mitzad ha-ner. What does that mean? What's the first teretz? Ein za'asoras nezek biyodayim. What are these teruts? The third we understand very well. There's alternative. What are the first two teruts? So in Rav Shachta Shlita's reformulation, I'm reading it to you. Rak mutu laveral yisurei d'gzeiris b'chdei l'rapei es ha-choli aval hocha Shalo Yisrape Ayadeh Mashi Chabes Aner El Shiyishan Ein Ze Ela Echad Mishar Tzorachom Shalacholim Aval Ein Ze Etzel Maripoy Leka Baze Heter Klal. What's he saying over here? Ein Ze Hasoras Nezek Biyadayim. You're not curing it. Still not asleep. Other Teretz. Even though Savit Bekuach Nefesh is Doch Yisra D'Raisa. Cholash ain't bo sakana, only vadai ripui, not a suffix. And it has a mavura kokach, shove him itzana there. It's only a suffix. When it comes to Mabbat's word, so it's vadai. Okay, so that's the, these are three terutzim in the Meir. Comes up Shechta Shalita with a fourth original terutz. We love original terutz. I want to share it with you. It's on the page Nun Gimel and goes on page Nun Dalet. This is false. Okay. The Miri's kasha is answered. Mechabes aner b'shul shachol eish masakona is a malacha derabonim, not a gzera. You know why? It's an av malacha ein shichol gufa. An av malacha, even as Ansel Gubas, it's a malacha der Rabban. So if it's us, Asugi. The map is Murus is a tolda. Tolda Shantzik Lagufa is only a gzera. Why is that so? It makes a lot of sense. Because there were those who claimed that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says Ansel Gubas is chayiv, it's only an av, but not a tolda. This is called here on page Nun Gimel from Sun Gedoli Apostle. Gedoli Apostle. He quotes this from the Rabbi Itzel Aponovich, one of the Gedoli Olam. And there are those who learn Pshat Rabosai that the Ran said that. The Ran? Take a look together. Mem Aleph Amen Aleph Adafi Arif Ulefichach. This is incredible. This to my, not to my level of the Raisa Mamish. This is amazing. Let's take a look. Ulefichach is found in the new print on page Kuf Yud Aleph. Kuf Yud Aleph. The Ran says, we saw this months ago. He says like this. This is the first narrow line on page Kufi down on the left. Sheshchita azu ena amalacha elatolda he keein mefarik shutolda the dash uvevade lo dami the dash elaecha shutzarach lemashke shenischa mimena tehecha shenatzarach lo dami the dash klal. Whoa. Some of shot in the Ran that you have to be comparable to an Av Malacha. So if you're an Av Malacha, Mamish, even though it ain't Shichul Gufa. So I'm throwing out two terms. The Av Malacha is the same Pu'ula. This is ain't Shichul Gufa, is a different Tachlis. So therefore it's also called Rabbi Yehuda. To the contrary, a Tolda, which is a different pu'ula, but the same tachlis is also some daraisa. Tov. But a tov da shen tzricha legufa is dissimilar both in pu'ula and in tachlis. The pu'ula is different, it's only a tov. The tachlis is different because tzricha legufa. Mutter. A wild idea. That's how some of them shot in this ram. Some of them hold the ram holds that way. So, on that basis, Rav Shech, the Shlita, is saying a much lesser of a chiddush. It's a chiddush of the rice. He's suggesting that if you have an av, malacha, and where you pass like a shivin, ain't you the goof is potter, that's a malacha, the rabbana. But if it's a tolda, even called the Yehuda, we're suggesting, is not chayav and ain't you the goof. According to Rav Shimon, it's so far removed, it's only a gzeira, the rabbanon. Here's his own new pshat to answer the Miri's kasha. I couldn't resist sharing this beautiful pshat with you. As on page Nun Gimel and Dalet in the Sefer of Eretz Hatzvi, Rav Shech Shlita. I couldn't resist. Okay, you look it up, you'll see. Very, very beautiful. Fine, Rabosa, let's go a little bit further. A little bit further over here. Now, let's open to the Mishnah Brura, Sivkot and Nun Aleph, let's see what it says. Sivkot Nun Aleph. The Mechaber said, "Yesh Oma Afilu Shem Yesh Bo Sakonas Eiver." Excuse me. Yesh Matirim Afilu Ein Bo Sakonas Eiver. That's the Rambam Shita according to the Torah. Nun Aleph. If yesh bo sakona afilu rak le'ever echad l'chol adayis l'vav v'dei achrona mutl yisrael l'chal lov v'chol shvus l'raposo v'afilu ein l'chol l'klak v'chol aguf kosa v'chay adam kol dover shemutl asol sa yedei yisrael v'chol yishem bo sakona afilu yochol asol sa yedei ein yehudi mutter. No need to look for a guy, you can do it yourself. No need to look for a guy. Okay, the Farish. Now turn to the Mishnah Brura, Sivkotin Kuv Zayin. Kuv Zayin going Sif Lamed Gimel. Sif Lamed Gimel is the Gemara and Sumasav Sam we keep talking about. Toneach Mutalina Cholame Abahema. To become Sarah Lagoza Rabbanon. Mishnah Brura Kuv Zayin. Haim. After Ika Chalibas Abahema, who with the Raisa, Mishnah Mafar told the Dosh. Yeah. Nikomakom. Bezeshu Ayadei Nika. Rak kalach hayad, lo hagar ag isim ed rabbanon, vihitiru bozeh. Av, shekosavnu, excuse me, taf te kaimolon, to bechol chol ishem bo sakona, on en yehudi vi ose, talagoy, hocha shayni, the refuah shalom, hu lina biatzmo. But if you could do it through a guy, you would have to. Mistira. Here he says you would have to tell a guy if you could. In Sukkot and Kuv Zayin, we just got through saying over here, we read it a minute ago. End of Nun Aleph. Kol davar shemut la'asol sa'idei Yisrael b'chol Hashem b'sakana. I feel the yachal I told you in Yehudi. Mut, I can do it myself. Nun Aleph and Kuv Zayin are contradictory. Rabbeinu Shalai Lom. Mama Shatad to the Sassri, Rabbeinu. We've got the prop. Who has this kashim? Yilchus Shabbos b'Shabbos. Hadvam Sarachin. Eyav Shai de Goy. Goy Adiv. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes Aran. Mamash Atar to the Sasri. It's up there like this. The Tzarech Lechalek, amazingly, Ben Cholosh Eimbo Sakona, Tluhut Eretz Lo Rak Bashinoi. The Ben Cholosh, Shuhut Eretz Lo Shvus, Av Shalom Bishinoi. Why? Because it's Sakonis Eiver. Shebezem Mutter. Gam B'de'er Shai De'goy. Come on. B'tzorech Iyan Minolam L'chalik B'neihem. What's going on? Then, there's a Mishnah Berurah Nun Dalet, who paskins that if it's Efshai De'shinoi, you need not look for a goy. Ain't the lechabas acha any yehudi. That's a nun dalet. Ran mashpa de bevshay de goy lo shemina de yisro. No, so the Mishnah Berurah is against the Ran. Efshad af l'Ran until the Chabas Rak Shul l'Faneinu. So Rachim b'chol zeh. The Pashta Dvorim v'adei mashma. The L'olam Shvus Aydei Goy Kila. It's called Shvus Toles Pei Maisa. Kila Moshe Yase Yisrael B'atzel Me'efshad Aydei Goy. Adir Abba Mishik Tiyu B'shinu Yodav Aydei Goy. Kol Shkan Shinina B'shvus Kedarko. Yeah, Mishnah Berurah. See, he's stuck. You get stuck. Why should there ever be a din? You do it yourself and not do it through a goy. And I told you already yesterday. You know why? We pass like the Ran. The Ran, the second terrorist in the Ran, who said, believe it or not, I think it's based on the Ramban, that's better to do it yourself with a shinoi and do it through a goy. Let's show it's on the Ramban Kamas. What page? What was it on? Page Kuf Samach Tes. Or Samach Aleph from an Aleph. Right? The last words on Kuf Samach Tes. The end of Uvamoko. Right? Before Kvosh. What does he say? Inami Shani Hocha Shu Shvus Kalachayad Shemamachin Baraglam Vichomir Tvei Shvus Deshabis Hanase Kedarko Aide Nachri Beferish. It's more common to do it through a guy than to do a kalachayad. Yeah, I'll tell you why. I'll give you my suggestion as to why. My own aniyakot. Because they're both xeris, to use our shech to speak, and xeris are abundant and mutter for chol hashem basakana. So why is telling a guy worse? You know why? We didn't have a chance to learn Amir Lakham this year. But maybe it came up once, I don't remember. That every Amir Lakham has two isur. There was what's called Shlichas Rabbanan L'Chumra. It's I should show you this just for a second, just to give you this for a second. It's not happening right now. That's the Rashi Kuf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. Rashi Kuf Nun Aleph. I think once here somehow. Rashi says the first wide line. By time of Hashem the Mitzvah Nabi, very Hushluch Ol Yisrael B'Shabbes. The guy is your Shlichach. First wide line. Rashi Kuf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. It's exer de abonim. It's not the rice. Come the rice is not shlichus of God. It's exer de abonim. So amat exer de abonim from mokum choli. That's tomorrow kuf kuf tes. But you know what? Whenever it comes to a nachri, there's an additional problem. Rabbi Osa, there's an additional problem over and above the issue of a gzera, which is shlichus of chumah, which we saw in Rashi. There's another problem. What is the other problem? Pasuk says, "Vimtzochef tzuchav edaber davar." That pasuk is quoted over here in that kuf nunam and aleph towards the bottom. Vimtzochef tzuchav edaber davar. So you cannot tell a goy to do anything. Why not? Because of edaber davar, just a mere fact that you're mentioning anything is already a potential problem. It's called amir l'nachri shvus. Speaking is a problem. So that's why, Rabbi Osai, seems to me, it's better to do it yourself, Mishinui, only one gzera d'rabbanan in violation, as opposed to telling a goy, when yes, it's true that the gzera d'rabbanan would be waived. And yes, it's true, even the yisadima would be waived. Why? It's a tzorach mitzvah. But still, you're doing two things which you otherwise wouldn't be able to do. That's just my suggestion, why he says it's more kal to shoot yourself, Mishinui, and to do it through a gun. That's a suggestion. You can take it, you can leave. For Rabbi Osai, I wanted to suggest we pass like the second day, this Inami in the Ran, on page Kuf Samach Tes. Kain Hoya Nirali. Yeah? I think we pass like the who said so. Look at this. Look at the same Sefer. He gets stuck over here with Kashis. Look at this. I want to show it to you. Watch. Look. This is over here. Watch. Yes, problems, steerus. The Mishnah Berurah, Nun Dalet, Nun Zayin, Muchach, he holds a Deiker, Rov Poskim. They were only matter Shvus, the Rabbanai, the Shinoi. You don't have to look for a God. Not a Dorais, the Shinoi. Sarachin, the source is Goneach. Rov Yishonim, hold. The Cholim Zisa, they're at Menatorah. So you see, even Mr. Atar went to Mishinu. And in Kuv Zayin, he quoted the Teretz of the Ran, Goneach as Refu Shalo, Iyav Shai De Goy. Right? But that's Shidas HaChokim, Shalo Itiru Klasho Schlachayad. That's the Chokim. That's the Chokim, Rabosai. Because they say there's no alternative, they say. But the Ran himself quotes the Ramban, he will matter everything, Bishinui. We pass like the Ramban, Rav Poskim, Vitzorachi and Godo. Then he goes on to say the Ramban holds the Rabban Acholim, which is we said we didn't really accept. So I wanted to suggest to stop right over here and say that the Maisa we pass in the Halacha, Shinui is mut even under the Raisa, and it's even better than Amir Lenachri. I told you yesterday, I'm chicken to pass this way. But there are some Poskim who say that Bishinui is also the Gamre. So therefore, I fall back on the safe position as Tel Agoy, it's a Mefurash Gemara. If you ask me really who's right, I'm an Alter Rebbe fan, I'm a Baba Shechosin for this. Even though there are Rishon who disagree, the Ritva, the Ra'or, as he points out over here, as opposed to the Megillah Sefer, it made no machlokes whatsoever, distinguishing two different kinds of Shinuyim. We don't like that. All Shinuyim, forgive me expression, are created equal. Shinui. It's a big Shinui, small Shinui. So that's a Sharatzin suggests a Shveravot. A Shveravot. Okay, but now Rabbi also, we come back a few earlier pages. It's something very important. It's Halacha L'maisa. Rabbi says, anybody here in this room who suffers from migraines, do you know when it's coming on? Can you feel before it comes on? If you take a pill early, can you prevent it from happening?
Yes.
May you do it on Shabbos. Here's the Shabbos. May you take a pill when you're fine. You begin to feel, if I don't take the pill in an hour, I'm going to have a migraine. So up there, watch this. Look at this. Watch this.
I mean, are you presuming that the migraine is going to get so bad that
you will not be able to function normally? It's the definition of cholish and bus. We'll see that. I'll show that in print too. I'll show it to you in print. Watch this. Look. Listen to the Ramban. Mecho she'odam cholim imenu v'nofol l'mishkov v'engo sakona hitir bo mishim shvuz she'en bo maizel an amir l'nachri v'chein hitir bo shvuz l'nachri b'shinun avo mecho she'en bo choli. Here's the key four words. She'en odam cholim imenu. There's a loop shot in the word cholim. A person will not become sick from it. That's a partial translation. And you will, future tense, not become sick from it. This is a mistake. Not Shchiga Salamanim. He means Gzeira Shchiga Salamanim. A missing word, a very important word is missing. You're allowed to take a pill. Rak Mishim Shlo Yech Lemizeh. Quotes a Rajba. This is Ayin Reish Beis, typo. Chole Choshesh She'ein Bo Sakonas Eiver Ve'ein Cholyo Kovid Olav keyword Lin Pol Lemishkov. Future. Choshesh Biyamu Mashadim Olo Lipo Lemishkov Nami Dino Gecholosh Mistake again. Ain't bo sakana. He quotes the Ramban Lefurish. Miyu dafka with the nafish mine tzara. Da hava mino. So they come from it. Chole. Mitzagorol. Ha maybe li de chole. Dinuka chole. He passed him. You can have your migraine. You can chalila to prevent your migraine. You can have your pill even before you get the migraine headache. I have to tell you. Look at the gives an example. Koshlo the top. You can't function normally. Migrena. He's the favorite example of a migraine. I have to tell you, Abosai, I had a chance to look in the beautiful new Mishnah Berurahs. I left it in my desk, but I have a machlokes in them already. You know, the fancy one, the big fat ones. The Oz V'Hodah. If you look at the Oz V'Hodah, I forgot to bring it. Remind me about tomorrow. The Oz V'Hodah in foot on the Mishnah Berurah, Simon Shin Chof Ches. In his footnote, end of Kuf Lamed Gimel, in Siyun Vaharos, he quotes the same Rashba, And he added four words I can't find. Couldn't find them. I'll share the Shutta Rashba in its original. With Rashba. There we go. This is the famous Rashba that they claim is a forgery. But it's not a forgery. I don't believe it's a forgery. It's for real. These are the various examples. Okay, now watch this. The source that's quoted by the we saw in the Chashavas and Shabbos is towards the end. He says, Chol Echoshesh, number one, Ein Bo Zahafila Sakon HaDeven now. And number two, the Ein Chol Yo Kovid Olav Linpo Lemishka. He's interpreted to mean future tense. You could argue with that. Maybe it means right now he's not going to bed. He says, Chol Shvei Alma Huzeh. That's what he implies. He infers, if he will take you into bed later on with a migraine, that's already considered to be a Chol Shvei Mosakon. Fine. Comes along these footnotes in the beautiful Numish of Barus. Kuf Lamed Gimel puts the beginning. He quotes six words accurately, then he added four more. I'll show the six words that he quotes accurately. The six words are Tzorche Chole. Here it is. The Tzorche Chole Amru below Tzorche Achoshesh. Even the Rabban is no good. He put in four words. Elim came for Nafal and Mishkav. On that basis, the Rashba is us in this case. You can't take care until you get, wait to get your migraine. Where did he make that up from? Look it up. I don't know where he made it out of nowhere. So I think it's incorrect. Chila told the Mishnah Berurah, I think they're very nice. Here, I don't think he's right. I think they're correct. The Hilchos Shabbos is correct. Hello, for the Meister. If you have a migraine, don't wait for to get a migraine. Before to prevent the migraine, you take the pill. Okay. Let's now take a look and see who else is included in the category of individuals who can take pills. Who else? What do you give examples? Oshim it star ma'od Hashem achmas kain yochol lipo lemishka mizeh, which is certainly a migraine, for example. Migraine. How does he know that's a definition is someone who is cannot function normally? That's Rabbi Shekel's language. How does he know? Watch this. Rashi writes as follows: Lo itiru dvarim halalu klal lebedava sheshmen choli lechol aguf shalodim chayakol shloshim mitchalein shenafel lemishkav o mitstar achol amimenu. Period. Pain. Av choshesh v'mischazik ibori ein matir nafil shloshol dvarim v'yad egoi. V'lo ha'ol we saw this in Iran. Even davar sheim lemishkav alach alo klum bolam v'zev shloshik esamamon. Quote. So the Magad Mishnah goes to Rashi and says, O mitztayer v'chola mimenu. What does that mean? Mitztayer ad shechola kogufa mimenu. Here's what we have. Mitztayer hachola mimenu is a special head of mitztayer. And mitztayer itself is considered to be in the category of a chola. A migraine. Mitztayer hachola, not v'chola, hachola. Mitztayer itself is considered that way. Where do you have a source for this? The Meiri. What did Meiri say? Go neach yonik chola b'shabbos nesh yonik kalach ayad b'chum tzara lo gozru v'davka b'nefishile tzara o shesh bo zakon ha-sevo ha-vachoshosh levad b'lo tzara godol ha-visur shal d'vei ma-atien lo. You see, klar, tzara godol itself is treated as a chole she'ein bo zakona. That's the Gemara Lashon in Taf Tzadi. Taf Tzadach and Tzubas. B'chum tzara. The Gazer Rabbanim. The Gemara Avodah Zar we saw earlier. Kayev Einei Tuva Shaper Dami. As opposed to Mechel Shbiyal. Okay? Fine. Where else do we see this? The quotes from the Taz. Watch this. Ra. Taz, you quote the Taz somewhere? I'll be there. Nira, the Yeshua Tsagodal. At your kosher, the tafke, what's the tafke mean? In Israel, the man in Hebrew? The function. Lombe tafke. This is not working. Nachmas Kane didn't call it Shinova Lemishka. Taz, Vishish of Mechas Bishino. The Cholash Kogufo. With Star Harbe, you treat it as a Cholash Emma Sakana, the Tsar itself. And he quotes this, of course, from his go to man. Rabbi Yashiv, he says, "Ken shamati l'dinu yagrish al Yashiv, mishe shem migrena kevei rosh azim bad headache, okay v'shinayim azim very bad toothache. Afshin enough for the mishkan, you're still walking around because it's not going to help the blind bed. Any yachol the tafkev karoy machas kain dino kecholev yachol kagas kadurin. So when I once quoted from Rav Shechter." And they said, well, prove it, where do you say it? So I proved it from the Rambam. But now I have a proof for it. I can have a really Yoshev. That's a more, to these days, that's a better proof, especially so explicit. Gives an example of a migraine and a bad toothache, even though you're walking around. So I wanted to show it to you inside the print, and both sides, B'siyata Nishmai. What's it called? Mahalach B'kvedus. You guys walking around. I'll tell you a quote from the Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Yutes. And that's another example of this. Fine. And he quotes it from other sources as well. The Moruk Tzia holds that way. He quotes it. The Rabbi Yaakov Emden holds that way. Do we have Moruk Tzia on the Maryland? Yes or no? It's fun. If we have it, I'll look at it. I don't think so. Let's just see. Well, what's going on? What is this? On the first of Shulam. Let's see if they have it. Let's see if they have it. I'll show it. If they don't, we're not gonna look. They do not have Moruk Tzia, but okay. You look it up, you'll see. He has the same yourself. Now I've also said back to what we came. Yeah.
I don't know if this is with more modern science, but I believe now doctors say that migraines, if not treated. Strokes because
that's like Gaza versus Mamish. There's nothing to talk about. Forget about it. That's true. It's like, if that's true, forget about it. For sure. But okay. Let's go further. Rabosai, the Mishnah Brura and Simon, we saw this once before. End of Sivkotan Kuf Beis. We look inside. End of Sivkotan Kuf Beis. In the Mishnah Berurah. Shin Chav Ches. It says the Holy Mishnah Berurah at the end. Ayde Yisro Muta Dafkar Ayde Shinur. Achachayodam Masik Shom. Dimiev Shebashinui Muta Shalom Bashinui. He's pastoring. They can do. And Isa the Rabbanon, Shalom B'Shinun. He's relying on the Chayadim over here. In Sif, Lamed, Beis. Good morning. Where were you in Sif Yud Zayin? How come they never quoted the Chayadim's Kula? What's the Chayadim basically saying? In the pit, you rely on the first opinion. All the Rabbanon is a Mutter B'Chol Hashem B'Sakam. So why is he quoting it only here and not there? This is the question which bothers the mind of the Gedolim of today. And there are two different answers we should give it. Take a look over here. This page. It's Chilchos Shabbos for Shabbos. Watch this. Hold on a second. Watch this. Chai Adam. Other posts didn't quote it. Chaiwan's in the first opinion. Alright? After Acha Shehucha Kedasa Ramban, he says Rav Karp, since we passed like Ramban the day of Shlishis, Shuben Elohetim is there. We can't rely on the Chaiwan anymore. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes it. So Yuzayin didn't quote it. But in Kuf Beis, they should say, he does quote it. What's going on? Why? Why are they quoted here, not there? Quotes of Yaakov Emden. He quotes them verbatim. Look at this, amazing. The mitzvah harbe, ve'en lo choli mamesh, ha'v lechol ha'shem b'sakona. Omer l'goy b'yos, av yisrael afil davesh al shavus lo. Yikol v'gom nirali. He was a very original thinker of Yaakov Emden. Those who know of Yaakov Emden. Oh, is he original? The ha'inu dafka v'de'ev she b'goy, mi'u v'de'lesei, Rashoi gam Yisroel la'asol sol davar shein bo el shvus b'mokom sha'kev godo bad pay. For example, kilkul me'ayim. You ever have a bad stomach ache? Oh, come on, it's not. Those bad stomach ache can knock you. Oh, that can be very painful. Bowled over, mom is bent over from pain. A bad stomach ache sometimes, chas for sure. Opamim, shemeichosh b'rosh gom kev harbe. Migraines. Yaakov Emden knew about these things. Okay? What's the refuah? Lizan Osama Meshalshel. You give him a Pepto Bismol. I don't know what you give him. Alright? Well, you give him some other thing. He mixes a few potions together. He says it's permissible. What do you see? Lamadi Yisod. I had to doctor him at Star Harvey. And he can't take the pain. For the Gozu Chazal at Star Tuba Meshabbos. Of course, the Shabbos is supposed to be in pleasure, not in pain. Ksuvah stav nun means avsama. B'mokom tsar lo gozu rabbanan b'farag alach hayad. Tsar is a maker. Tsar. That's why the Mishnah Berurah quotes a chayim only over here by mitzvah harbe, and not in the typical case of kol hashem osakona. That's his terrors. Why the Mishnah Berurah quoted it here and not there. I repeat. Here we're talking about what kuvays. Look at the Mishnah Berurah kuvays. What's it saying? What does he say? He says, we're talking about this mitzvah is mamash a big serious pain. Okay? Back in Yudzai, he didn't say pain. He's sick. He's weak. He's shvach. He's lying in bed. Not in such big pain. Follow me, Rabbi Osai. That's his distinction. The serious pain that's mutter to do a malacha de rabbanan without a shinui. But stamachol was not such serious pain. Would not be. That's his text. Rabbi Osai, that's his terrors. But there's another terrors. The terrors is the Oroch of Shabbos. We don't have that yet. I'll tell you the about Pet. The Oroch of Shabbos, you can look it up maybe tomorrow, put it on. Page Reish Ayin Aleph. Says, Mishnah Berurah is only makel by an Isser of Refuah without a Malacha. That's all he means. Without a Malacha. Look over here, Rabbi Osai. Over here in Sivkot and Kuv Beis, what's it talking about? Talking about you're putting some kind of schnapps and all kinds of things of this nature. Okay? And on this he says, you can't do a shindu, but do a shalom mishindu. Alright, both sides. We said earlier that all refuas are mutter are both sides for chol Hashem b'sakon. This is one of those four Mishnah Berurahs I was the steerer to this, the Chaim Kanievsky's Terrace, which we went through a while ago. So Meikar Adin, you can argue as the Megillah Sefer himself was the biggest machmer, admitted at the end of the Kula, we pask in all refuah samutter for a Chol Hashem Basakon. Oh, so here he says, you want to be machmer to do b'shinui? Great. But if there's no shinui, you can be maker. Okay, fine. This is talking about what kind of a case. Of refuas for chol Hashem b'sakon, which is basically mutter, beramosh, and sif lamed zayin. Back in sif yud zayin, says the Megillah Orcha Shabbos, we're talking about a malacha derabbanon. A malacha derabbanon is much more chamur than taking the medicines. Therefore, he would not rely on the chayotim for that. Chayotim is willing to rely on the first day in a pinch. The Mishnah Berurah is not. When it comes to medicines, which mikra adin should be mutter in all cases without shinuyim, everything should be mutter. But that is one to rely on the chayim, they can't do it with shinoi, to do it without shinoi. Because there's no malach involved. Ad kan the Orcha Shabbat, I think his teretz is a better teretz. But you could pick. I'm not telling you who's right, but that's what I think. I thought Orcha Shabbat is a better teretz than the Hilchos Shabbos. Now, Rabbosai, watch this. Here to kind of my last point for today. I must tell you, I thought I discovered America. I actually printed an original thing in my safe on Shabbos. I thought it was Gavaldic, and I had never, that no one had said it before me. thought it was very big attempt. Against everybody, I thought. Now I'm coming to realize that I'm not against everybody. That I have many, at least two giants who basically say like me. So, you know, a person who always wants to be original is upset by that. But I'm very happy. Baruch Shekivat, as we say. Let me tell you what the issue is. Rabbi say, how many categories do we have altogether? Let's go from up all the way down. Chol Hashiyesh Basakana, what's next? Sakana Seheve, what's next? Chol Hashiyesh Basakana, what's next? What's less than Chol Hashiyesh Basakana? What do we call it until now?
Sarkana.
No. We had a different word we used until now. So in the Rashi we used that word. Meichas Mi'alma. That's it. There are only four, in Rishonim, there are four categories. Yesh Basakana, Sakana's Ever, Ein Basakana, Meichas Mi'alma. That's it, right? So Mogan Avraham got stuck with Akasha in a fifth category. I repeat again, I'm about to say a fifth category. A fifth category. Yeah. A fifth category. What's that all about? Look at this. The guy has a sore throat or a small pain in his head or in his stomach. He's walking around. He can't take medicines. Trufas, glulas, nothing. Now watch this. Mitzar or mitzas choli. Pozek she'en lo tzar. Ale mitzar mizeh. Oshiyesh lo mitzas choli. Mutal olom ala goi. Lasas avur shvus rabban and dafka. Kedin shvus to shvus v'makam tzar o mitzvah. Where's this come from, Rabbi Osai? Again, we don't have a chance to look at Amir Lakam. Take a look at the Shin Zayin Sifek. Shin Zayin Sifek. Give a look. Famous Rambam. Dover Shein Malacha Ben Osu Lachos B'Shavas Al Mishum Shavus Mutali Yisrael Lomar Lein Yehudi Lachos B'Shavas. This is a famous Shavus to Shavus. What? The Mokom Miktas Choli Or Tzorech Harbe O Mitzvah. For example, he can bring Mayim Derech Chotzer, which is the Rabbanon, so Shavus to Shavus Shelo Erubo Lirchotz Bo Mitzvah. So some of the sticking and thinking, wash his body off. Classical case, shvus to shvus, for what? For a mitzar or mitzas chol. Problem is, turn the steer between shin zayin sifei and shin chav ches sif aleph. What are you kidding? We just make all this charlotte to do through a guy and shin zayin sif hey. Answered the Magen Avraham, no. They were make all over there for either what? A mitzayer or mitzas choli. He was talking about a new category called mechush bialmo. So answered the Magen Avraham, Rabbi Osai. And I kept screaming, where does this come from? Nowhere in the Rishonim is this found. Nowhere. This category, a fifth category? Nah, we never write up such a fifth category. This is what I will look up later. You find it over here. It's a critique, Rabbi Osai, but let's take a look, Rabbi Osai, in the Mogan Avraham Shin Chav Ches Sif Katan Chav Ches. That's where it starts. Rabbi Osai, look inside. Shin Chav Ches Sif Katan Chav Ches. Wrong. Watch what it says. Ayah de Akum, Where is this? First thing, where are we here? Where are we? Ayadei Akum. Davka b'mitzas choli, k'moshka safti, sif yud zayin, and sif aleph. It's a mitzas choli, do things through a goy. What does that mean? Let's take a look at the mouse. The shekel, right? We have it over here, don't we? Let's take a look. It's correct pshat. Look what it says. Af al gav da'yadei goy, havishus v'shus, mikol makol, lohuta b'mechush b'yalma, k'mimitzas choli. A fifth category now. Five categories. Mefurish and Dovah Avraham is explained by the Machtis HaShekel. I never saw anyone in Rishonim. Never. Never saw this in Rishonim. Never. I wanted the following teretz. I thought it was my own teretz. I found the teretz long before me. What is the nature of the iser of refuah? What's the nature of the iser? I'm telling you, chiddush gadol. The nature of the iser is, as the rabbi put it, lihis rapos, to become healed. They ask it to become healed, but of zeremish of shchigas samamon. Rabosai, if I become healed, does it make a difference if I'm doing something or a goy is doing something? Obviously, the goy is not doing it somewhere in China. He's doing it on me. He's putting something on my body. He's putting something or other. Rabosai, that's what's called in Islam, even we call v'shev v'al taseh. If I didn't do anything, I was being healed by an act on my body. Who cares if I did it or if a guy did it? It's the same thing. That's what it means, Rabosai. Then it's usur. But if a guy is doing this, is carrying something in the chotzer, then it's mutter. There are no two categories, mechash b'yalma as opposed to mitzvah. It's all one and the same thing. What's mutter, what's usur? To carry things in the chotzer, Shwus to Shwus is mutter, Shin Zayin Sifei, and a medicine on my body is going to be usur. Oh, Rabbo says, I always love to quote Rav Shef Shlita, I told you. Let's quote him again. Watch this. There's a new category. You know what it's called? Isa Shabbos B'Shevi Al Tasa. You don't do anything. If you don't do anything, it doesn't help to a guy. He gives a number of examples. On both sides, Sugin Beitza, you're not permitted to play music on Shabbos. Correct? Everyone knows that? Mm-hmm. You have a Shevet Bros. Menachem, they play music on Shabbos, Shevet Bros? Why not? Shvus to Shvus, but Malcolm Mitzvah. Let me ask you a question. Shvus to Shvus, but Malcolm Mitzvah. Take a look at both sides in Simon Shin Lamed Ches, Sif Kotn Yud. I'm not kidding. I don't know if he's married yet. Those who are married now, he still have an opportunity. Shin Lam with Ches, Sif Kotn Yud. Play music at Yishav HaShem, brothers. Mechaber, Sif Beis. Yesh Matirin Loma Le'ena Yehudi Le'nagan Le'klei Shir B'chupas. Why not? Sif Kotn Ches. Yisir HaShmos Kol B'klei Shir En Ela Yisir B'Rabonim. Zeyem HaShem Yitak B'klei Shir. Amir Le'ena Yehudi Gapin Ela Yisir B'Rabonim. Shvus to the Mother Mitzvah, yeah! Ain't Simchas Chosn Kalam Le Klishir! You believe it? So we don't pass it this way. Why not? Spends our Shech, the Shlita, so beautiful. What happens? You'll hire a Goyish band, and they'll play music. Why can't we play music? Because something may break and you fix it. Who cares that the Goyish band is playing? The instrument will break and I'll fix it. Have a Goy play my guitar. If the string will break, I'll fix it, not him. It doesn't help that the Goy is doing it. He calls a Shevi Al Tasa. Don't do this lest you do something else. Another example is given. I just told my Tamir, my post-Pesach Tamir, the laws of Bishul. It's an Issa called an Issa of Hachzori. You can't put something back on a fire on Shabbat. You must have learned about this a little bit somewhere or other. I'll do it through a goy. The Rambam says, no, can't do it through a goy. Why not? Those who say, it's mutter through a goy. Shus to shus. No, Avshech Tashlita explains. It's Exer Hashem Yechata B'Gacholim. You may soak the coals. Who cares that the goy puts it on the fire? He'll put it on the fire and I'll soak the coals. And with me, follow up the logic. So now you go back over here to page Nunvav, because it's Egle Tal. Have a goy put something on my body? Not a shus to shus. Refuah is not a malacha, it's a gzeira. Shem Yishuk Samamanim. So the guy will put it on, and I need more. I'll be Meshachas Samamanim. He calls it Isha Veshev Al Taseh. Follow me? Merit the Gavart. Merit the Gavart. So I'm saying exactly the same word. That's my word. That the din is, there's no extra category. Have a guy transport water to rinse myself off from the star, it's mutter. So be tshuva mechash b'yam, also mutter. But to put medicine on me, that would be usher. Who cares to a guy? Don't do a guy. I'm an alimishak some of money. I thought I had discovered America and no one in the world said it before me. But now I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that it was machaven to no less an authority than the. Where is he? We had it. What? Don't we have a chayot of it?
I think it's in a different section.
Oh, different section. Ah, Sifri Halacha Minig.
Yeah.
Ah. Keep forgetting about this. Not very, very well stocked. I see it. Not very well stocked, I must say. Yaakov Yosef, ooh. That itself is a library. But they do have chayon. Are they as mechavet to the chayon? I think so. They have mechavet to the chayon. It's a nishmas odom. I want to end with this. Let's just get through this. Nishmas odom, Hilchos Shabbos. Lal San Moktes. I think he says so. I'm pretty sure. Whoa, he's Marich. Oh man, how far is Arichus? What? It is literally endless. Goodness. How far is it? I think he says it. He says, but the Magen Avraham says what he says is Davka B'davar She'ein Bo Refuah. I think it means what I said, this text. I found it also quoted from the Sefer Tehillah of David, one of the great Achronim from 100 years ago. And guess what else I found it found? Here I'm going to give a plug to the brand new Mishnah Brewers. The brand new Mishnah Brewers, the Tzion of Ara, Sitkotten, end of Sitkotten, Lamites, quotes the Teretz from all those sources. Meredith. Boy, I can remember. I have my chayal and my boy with me. Maybe I can recognize it. Maybe. It's hard to find on the screen. It's made it a little bit easier sometimes if you have the text. I'd like to read it to you if I can. Let's see. All right. Here it's not so easy to find things. Want these? I believe it's on page Tuf Gimel, in the kind of print that I have. see it at one point, but now I don't remember where the page. But I'm quite sure I'm mechaven to the chayonim. This is against the Magen Avraham. You know what? Let's stop here. We're out of time. I think that tomorrow I'll be able to show it to you. I'll look it up here. I'll leave it show on the screen. And then tomorrow we'll start with that. We'll continue with this, with these halachas. We'll see out of the Shema. Sorry, I couldn't show it to you today. I'll take it downstairs.